This is Digital Story Podcast number 862, September 27th, 2022. Today's theme is Confessions from Convict Blake. I'm Derek Story. Monday is scouting day for the Eastern Sierra Workshop. The word has been that color is beginning to show at Convict Lake, the southernmost destination on my itinerary. I began the day in Walker. After two cups of coffee and a couple of hard-boiled eggs, I head south, and I'm bringing you along for the ride. I hope you enjoy the show. All right, so this is going to be a mishmash of audio in this podcast, and that's what happens when I'm on the road, right? I have the Zoom recorder. I have lots of things going on, and I just try to bring you along with me best I can. So I started the day in Walker, which is, for me, at the northern end of Highway 395, where I tend to work. So it's below South Lake Tahoe, you know, so you come down from that. And it's interesting, when you come from South Lake Tahoe to Walker, you have to kind of bend over into Nevada, and then you come back into California, sort of one of those things. And it's really interesting. So if you drive a gas car, when you're doing that bend into Nevada, that's where you want to buy your gas because it's cheaper there than in California. For me, it makes no difference. I top off in South Lake Tahoe, and then I don't get more electrons again until Bridgeport, but that's not a problem at all. That's an easy distance to negotiate for me. So Walker, I choose Walker because I like it. It's about 30 minutes north of Bridgeport on Highway 395 on the Eastern Sierra in California, but it's its own little world, and it's a world in a lot of ways that's frozen in the 1960s. And I think that's part of what I like. I like the aesthetic. I like the people there. And you can stay. There's a couple places to stay there in Walker. I recommend the Tualatin Motel. That has been in their family for over 30 years, and it's much older than that. And the rooms are just, they're wonderful. You go in, they're knotty pine, just gorgeous knotty pine rooms, very comfortable beds, all the amenities that you would need, including a coffee maker, Wi-Fi, microwave, a little refrigerator, a very nice bathroom, very comfortable area outside to hang out and just enjoy nature. And you have amenities around you, even though it's this little, in the middle of nowhere, this oasis has a barbecue, a rib and burger place that's just outstanding, chicken as well, a little grocery store. So, I mean, it's fun because you get to be in the middle of nowhere, but you don't have to rough it. And I think it's just a terrific place to hang out. So what I'm doing today is I'm heading down from Walker, where I'm hanging out right now, and I'm going to go to Bridgeport, 30 minutes south, as I mentioned earlier, refuel there. There's Electrify America station there at the Shell station, and it's a pretty cool place, so I can refuel there, and then I'm just going to keep going to the southern end of what we're going to do on our workshop, which is Convict Lake. On this workshop, and I hear that there's some color there, and so I want to go down there and take a look. Then I'm going to scout out my other spots for not only Tuesday, but also for the rest of the workshop on the way back up. So go all the way to the bottom and then work my way back up. And then what I'll do from there is pull this all together, make my final decisions. And I have an orientation meeting this afternoon at 4 o'clock. So I have to make all my decisions by then as to not only where we're going to go on Tuesday, but after that as well. So it's very exciting day for me. So I'm going to get in the car and head south. I'm going to bring you along with me. I'm going to do some field notes along the way, and then I'll come back on after I'm done driving in the car, and we'll wrap up this particular segment. Okay, I'm rolling down Highway 395 here. It's beautiful, and I haven't seen much fire damage since the Tahoe area. Now, of course, we don't have a lot of trees here. It's a lot of rabbit bush and sage, and so that probably helps. But that being said, I'm really happy to see everything's looking pretty good right now. Looking forward to coming into Bridgeport and seeing how Bridgeport looks, and then south of there as well. But right now, the driving's really smooth. I don't have anyone on the road with me at all, which I love. Oh my gosh, so darn beautiful. I'll let you know when I get to Bridgeport. We're going to top off there, and I'll probably have a little bit of breakfast while I'm charging. Just past Devil's Gate Summit. Devil's Gate Summit at 7,500 feet. It's so funny, when I'm on this side of the mountain, I don't even think about 7,500 feet, you know? I mean, you're always in altitude. And, you know, what's kind of funny is that the first day or so that you're up here, you go, man, I'm just not quite feeling my normal energetic self. And you're not really thinking about it, that you're like hanging around at 7,000 feet. And that has an effect on you. It has an effect, especially if you live at sea level or around sea level. That's a big difference. And it takes a day or two for you to get the extra red blood cells. You know, your body adapts pretty quickly, but it takes an extra couple days to get there. Now, already, I got up here yesterday and stayed overnight in Walker, so I'm already feeling pretty good. I was a little lethargic yesterday. Part of that was just driving, getting out of the city, right? Just getting the heck out of town so I could be out here. But 7,500 feet, don't even think twice after a day or so. It really cracks me up. So this is the first time I've been at the charging station they put in Bridgeport. It's at the Shell station. It's Electrify America. And they did a really great job. We got four chargers here, high-speed chargers. And they designed a whole picnic area off to the side. So there's four benches. Works out great with the grass area and the whole deal. And then there's a convenience store with the Shell station. And, of course, restrooms. Always handy on the road. But I'm having a good charge here, so I was able to plug in, and then I got breakfast out of the ice chest, and had my breakfast, a couple hard-boiled eggs, bagel with light cream cheese. Bagel's my indulgence on the road here. Just waiting for the charge to top off here, be about another 3-4 minutes, and then heading south to Convict Lake. So here I am at the spectacular Convict Lake. Even midday, it's beautiful. How many times can we say that in photography, right? But it's absolutely gorgeous because of the way the light reflects off the lake. And then, of course, the rocks, the bowl that the lake sits in. The light's constantly changing those rocks and crevices and foliage, highlighting certain areas while other areas go dark. It's just simply fabulous. So I've decided not to eat quite yet since I had a late breakfast in Bridgeport. So I'm going to head back up the road, probably make a stop at Mono Lake next. I might be hungry by then, have some lunch there and see what's going on. All right, so there we go. There we go. That's me when I'm driving down the road on the eastern side of the Sierra. And you got to ride shotgun for just a little bit there. The weather, by the way, today has just been fantastic. We got big clouds in the sky. I shot color, I shot black and white, and I shot infrared, and everything just looks fantastic. And also, we had our orientation at 4 o'clock here at the Silver Maple Inn out on the green. And we just hung out and talked for, I don't know, almost 2 hours, I think. Hour and a half, something like that. Pretty enjoyable. Everyone is ready to go. I'm going to get them up early on Tuesday morning. They're going to have to be ready to go at 6:30 a.m. because I want to get the good light down at Convict Lake. And then we'll just go from there. So I hope you enjoyed hanging out with me just a little bit while I'm here scouting on Monday in the Eastern Sierra. And next time I talk to you about this stuff, I'll be back in the studio in Santa Rosa. The new Nimble Photographer Weekly Newsletter. So I just launched this a couple weeks ago, and it is just taking off like wildfire. It's really doing well, and I'm so pleased about it. There's a link in the show notes where you can subscribe. It's a free weekly newsletter. And for example, this week, it publishes every Thursday. This week, we're going to have updates from the Eastern Sierra. I'll have a few days of shooting under my belt. I'll have a few anecdotes. And that is what's going to be shared in the newsletter. And that's one of the nice things about doing this publication. It's on the Substack platform, so I have lots of options. I can do audio, I can do polls, obviously I can publish pictures and so forth. But we do the podcast on Tuesday, and then the newsletter comes out on Thursday. So the stuff that happens in between Monday when I record the podcast and then Thursday when I publish the newsletter, I can incorporate that in the newsletter. It's going to be particularly good when I'm on the road like I am this week, because you'll hear about what I'm going to do, and then you'll get to see what I actually did. And hopefully they match up. So that will be included. Eastern Sierra stuff will be included in this week's newsletter. I've got a few surprises for you. I've got a new TDS outtake, audio, and it's a fun one. So make sure, if you're not getting that in your inbox now, make sure that you take care of that. You can subscribe just by going to the show notes. There's a big subscribe here thing. You just put in your email and off to the races you go, and you'll become part of this growing audience that really is going to benefit from having, you know, a more complete cycle. And there's different things I can do on this Substack newsletter that I can't do in the other things that I have right now. And for those of you who have already signed up, especially those who have signed up in the last 2 weeks, welcome aboard. I'm so happy to have you here. A new OM system, macro lens, digital PCM sound recorder, and lens roadmap. And this article is on fstoppers.com, and you can read the entire piece there, but I'd like to read some of it to you right now, and then I have a few comments as well. This opening is pretty interesting. All right, here we go. OM Digital Solutions announced an update to their lens roadmap, and macro photographers will be excited about what's there. Plus, they have a new linear PCM sound recorder. I always laughed at the uninformed internet doomsayers and fearmongers who predicted the demise of OM Digital Solutions when it broke away from Olympus. Of course, negatively titled YouTube videos will attract viewers. Too many negatively minded people relish promoting others' misfortune, and more viewers mean the video maker will get paid. They were wrong, of course. The business is growing, and some fabulous new kit is coming from their stable. OMDS has been listening to what customers want and are delivering it. Now, two new products have been announced that further cement their place in the market. All right, so then he goes on to talk a little bit about the new macro lens. So he mentions that there's the 30mm f3.5 macro and the 60mm f2.8. I have both of those and I like them both. But now there'll be a 90mm f3.5 macro IS Pro. And then he goes on to talk about that lens, but basically it is the pro lens. It's the pro lens version, you know, weather sealing, all that good stuff. And then he gets down into the LS-P5 audio recorder, which is, this is a recorder that I'm really interested in, and I'm very tempted to buy it and review it. The thing about it is it's a very petite device. It would work with my OM-1, a digital camera, so I could get outstanding audio with the video that I shoot with it. And then I could use it independently, like when I'm on the road right now, I would be holding it and working with it instead of the Zoom that I have right now, which I also like. I like the Zoom a lot, but I feel like this new Olympus audio recorder has more features, more settings, and I think will ultimately give me a better audio. So that is, he talks about that as well. That is also in the article. So the reason why I wanted to bring this to light, a lot of you who shoot Micro Four Thirds probably already know about the 90mm macro that's been announced. You might not know about the audio recorder. And by the way, Olympus audio recorders are really good. And if I do get my hands on one, I will definitely review it on the podcast. But the point that he made at the top of it, that, in fact, I just saw a headline on F-Stoppers, "Why Did Olympus Fail?" I don't know. I don't even want to go down that road right now. It should be, "Why Did Olympus Evolve?" I think would be a more accurate headline. Probably, as this guy says, doesn't get as many clicks. So I think it was interesting. That opening in this article was good and interesting. And then also, I do want to remind you about these new products. Both of them look terrific. And if you shoot Micro Four Thirds, you might want to take a look. Right, let's take care of a little virtual camera club news. Just want to give a shout out to our Inner Circle members. I think almost everyone on this workshop is an Inner Circle member, which is just fabulous. These are the folks that support what we're doing month in and month out. They support the podcast. They have access to the Inner Circle group that's on Derek Story Online. And it's just so terrific to work with them. If you're interested in becoming an Inner Circle member, and we've had some new signups lately, which I'm really thrilled about, then all you have to do is click on the Patreon tile that's on all the pages of the Digital Story, nose around, and then hopefully you will join us in 2022 and become part of this great group of artists. And thank you so much, Inner Circle members. And finally, I want to give a shout out to our friends at Red River Paper, longest running sponsor of the Digital Story. They are the folks that are going to help us with our online printing workshop that we're going to do. And if you're wondering when the new workshop season is going to be announced, I'm hoping to do it in October. I'm working on next year's lineup right now, but I can tell you one of the things that'll be in there is an online printing workshop. We're going to do it online so you don't have to travel, and we're going to make it so that whatever you have at your house, you can use that for the workshop in terms of inkjet printers. And Red River Paper is helping us put this thing together. They are a great source of information. Obviously, they have fantastic paper. They have all the accessories you need, even including ink for your inkjet printer. If you want to learn more, all you have to do is click on the tile that's on all the pages of the Digital Story. And they also have a terrific Facebook page at facebook.com/redriverpaper. All right, it's going to do it for me this week. Notes from the road. Just a few things to bring you along and keep you with us while we're traveling. Back in the studio next week. Until then, have a great week. Shoot lots of pictures. See you next Tuesday. Bye-bye now.